AM 1580 and FM 103.1. KDOM Radio. It's the Coach's Show, Wednesday night Coach's Show, as it's going to be a quick one for us here tonight, as we're talking a little boys hockey and a little Red Rock Central wrestling here on the Coach's Show on the KDOM Radio. So we're going to hop right into it. Like I said, going to be a quick one here tonight, but we're talking some wrestling and some hockey. A lot of good information out there that we will bring you here on at KDOM Radio. But first, a quick break and a word from our sponsors on at KDOM.
DeFries Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and fast. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFries Collision Center of Windham.
Five-star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five-star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
A reputation of quality.
8301-353.
Call Ron's Electric.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Bartholomew of Red Rock Central Boys Wrestling. And Coach, you know, just kind of a head into the season here. I know you guys have already kind of taken off and had some wrestling meets, but can you just talk a little bit about the overall team, your numbers this year? I know, you know, it's been kind of an emphasis for you is to, and kind of every year, is to get kids out for wrestling and get them excited about wrestling. What do the numbers look like this year? I know you got some guys coming back from last year who, you know, have some high aspirations, and you know, some younger guys who were able to get some time last year as well.
Yeah, we have, you know, in the low 20s out for wrestling, which is okay. I think we're up a few from last year, so if we can continue on that trend, that would be good. Through the first couple weeks of the season, everybody is kind of getting back into the swing of things. They're working hard. They seem like they're having fun with it. You know, we have a lot of wrestling left to do this year, but things are looking pretty good so far.
That's good to hear that, you know, the numbers are, you know, starting to get around to where you would like it. And, you know, you mentioned starting the year here for you guys. I've already been able to get out there and do some wrestling. Can you talk to us a little bit about the crew that you got, maybe some guys that are standing out here or some guys that do, you know, have some high expectations, you know, headed into the season?
Yeah, I would say the guys that have the high expectations as far as, like, you know, our individual leaders, I guess, would be Vander Mathewitz. He's a returning state qualifier. He's a senior. Keaton Skarupa, he was 1 second from the state tournament last year and didn't finish a takedown in time, but he was third in the section. He's a senior. He's looking pretty good. I think they're both, you know, in that 7-0, 8-0 range right now. Evan Bartholomew, who is my son, he's 7-1 right now. He's doing pretty well for a freshman. And then Keegan Steen is a sophomore at 106. And, you know, he's always been talented in wrestling. He's just never been big enough for the weight class, so now he's finally big enough to wrestle 106 for us, and those four are looking really good. We have some other guys. Austin Cowan, he's a senior, and we have a few juniors, and then some younger guys that will be in and out of the lineup as we kind of see fit through the season, just to get them more experience and get them, not throwing them into the fire all the way, I guess, so to speak. But there'll be some dual meets where you'll see quite a few younger guys or maybe non-familiar names. But, by the end of the season, I think we have the makeup to put an okay team together.
Yeah, Coach, that's kind of one of those things we talk about every single year when I talk to you with wrestling is, that balance between, having, guys focused on their individual accolades while at the same time, getting that team spirit together and trying to work together as a team and score points and, get victories as a team and as a unit. I'm sure that's been kind of, been easier to, accumulate throughout the last couple of years. You're breaking away as your own school, as your own team, and now getting the numbers in there that you'd like. You can kind of have those guys at the top, like you mentioned, Vander Mathwitz, Keaton Skorupa, doing their thing individually, but also having those guys lead these young guys who have had now a couple of years of experience and also the other ones who are just getting into the varsity level.
Oh yeah, for sure. And wrestling is primarily an individual sport, but everything's funner with your friends, that's what the team aspect, and that's why we put an emphasis on the team, is because a lot of times you will feed off of each other and wrestle better and wrestle more competitively if you know you have 15, 20 guys rooting for you on the sidelines, where you don't always get that in the individual tournaments because it's so spread out. But in the dual meets, everybody's there for the common thing, and it's kind of fun to watch some of the individual performances, especially from people maybe you wouldn't expect, just because they don't want to let the team down, or they want to be a part of the team. And, that's something that wrestling has that other sports maybe don't have. We have the team portion, and we also have an individual portion. So you get the best of both there.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, good luck the rest of the way here. Next couple of weeks, I know we're going to be pretty busy. Hopefully weather will be able to cooperate and get back out there and do more wrestling. But we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, and we'll catch up with you again here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there, member FDIC.
Lampert Lumber of Windham supplies top-quality lumber, tools, and hardware supplies for homeowners and contractors. The staff at Lampert Lumber is always happy to advise customers on the right products for their needs. Visit Lampert Lumber of Windham for all your new construction and remodeling projects.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Braemar Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC of Windham.
We're now joined by Coach Travis Jansen of Windham Area Hockey. And, Coach, how are we doing today?
So far, so good.
All right. So you guys are coming off of a tough loss, and that was to Becker Big Lake, if my reading the schedule here correctly. And you guys also lost to Waseca the game before that. So what was the breakdown, and what happened in those games that led to a loss for the Eagles?
To be honest with you, it was kind of basing it off of just a lack of effort and a lack of execution is kind of a little bit of where those come in. At Waseca, we competed, but
but we didn't execute. I mean, we got shut out. So we weren't getting to the hard areas, trying to score goals. We were fine with just shooting from the perimeter and not getting in there, and we didn't do a good enough job on our own end. Turn puck over, give up a goal, and ends up being a winner. So, it wasn't so good for us in Waseca, and then against Becker Big Lake, same thing, just lack of urgency to start the game. I would say the first half of the game, and we got down five nothing. We were being outshot 20-5, and then we only got outshot by like 3 at the end of the game. So we decided to show up halfway through the game, but it was already too late for us, which is pretty disappointing. And the guys are pretty disappointed with themselves. So hopefully we've had a good couple practices here since then. So hopefully they can rebound and be ready to go against Redwood Valley.
All right, very good. Yeah, and it seemed like you guys had a little bit of momentum coming off of your Marshall victory a couple of weeks ago, 4-3, and it just seemed, looking at the scores here and listening to what you just had to say there, it seemed like the boys are kind of, I don't want to say inconsistent, but they don't usually execute as well as you seem to be hoping for, right?
Yeah, I think we were just maybe riding a little bit of a high after having a big win against Marshall and kind of thought that we could just show up and play a little bit, and that's not the case. You know, everybody's trying to bring it, give us their best every night, so we can't afford to not bring our best. So it's been a little bit disappointing of a start. Obviously, credit to the kids having a big win against Marshall, which is nice. Yeah, then dropping a conference game to Waseca and then dropping a non-conference, which isn't the end of the world, but we want to win hockey games too. So,
yeah, that's true. I think the end goal of any high school hockey player and any high school athlete is to get to the section tournament. But I mean, with the losses in conference play and just losses early on, it doesn't really help in the long run unless you can use that momentum to bring the swing of things back in your favor.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully that's the case, right? Because now that we know, we have to kind of put a little run together. So, you know, maybe if we were complacent, maybe if we won some easy games, we get a little complacent because maybe we think we've got our spot wrapped up, whatever, come the end of the year. So, you know, hopefully it's a good thing for us that we know that we have to get playing and keep getting better. You know, if we started out 5-0, we probably wouldn't think we need to be any better. So I guess take it for what it's worth. Can't change what's already happened. So we're just kind of looking ahead and knowing that we need to get better and continue to be consistent with our game and keep playing.
Yeah, that is true. And after the Marshall game, I came down and you and I had a quick little chat there, and you said that your lineups have been changing, or they could change from day to day or week to week. Has that been the case, or are you kind of consistent on who's playing the starting forwards and the starting defense and the starting netminder, or is it still kind of up in the air as who's going to be starting and what position they're going to be playing?
Yeah, no, we've played 5 games so far, and we've had one goalie start 3 games and another goalie start 2 games. So, yeah, I mean, it's just flipping there. They're still trying to win it out. Kind of with the weather, it hasn't really helped us string a ton of games together. We've been snowed out twice now, so we should have 2 more games than we already do. So that's played a little bit of a factor into it. But, yeah, we've switched the lines up already. We actually switched up mid-game against Becker Big Lake, and the ones that we switched to in the mid game aren't even the ones we're rolling with right now. So yeah, it's fluid, and you know we're all wearing Wyndham or a W across our chest, so we're all on the same team. So we have to kind of figure it out because we have the 17 guys that we have are the ones that are going to have to get it done. So.
All right, very good. And let's take a look at your upcoming schedule here. And you could correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going off of a scheduling site that is not really the best sometimes. It's Minnesota Scores. But it looks like you have not one, but let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your next 6 games are going to be all conference games. So what are your thoughts on that? And what are the boys' mindsets going into 5 or 6 conference games back-to-back?
No, we should. We actually, so we have Redwood Falls Thursday the 13th, And then we go to Fairmont on the 20th. So, yeah, Redwood on the 15th, Fairmont on the 20th. And then we actually have a holiday tournament over in Rochester where we'll have three non-conference games. And then we roll back into our conference play. And at our holiday tournament, we'll play Dodge County, who's a double-A school. Albert Lee, who is one of the favorites in Section 1A, and then a pretty good another Section 1A team, Rochester Lures, over there in that tournament. So that'll be our next five.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, a few conference games thrown in here and there, but for the majority of it, it is going to be conference and then a little bit of non-conference play. But do you suppose you're going to be emphasizing more during the non-conference games as opposed to the conference games, or are you just going to let the games and the chips fall where they lay?
You know, people like to think non-conference doesn't matter, but a lot of us play the same similar non-conference opponents. So come the end of the year, people kind of do base off of that stuff. So, I mean, they all matter for us right now. So, yeah, like we'll be playing one school that's in the Big Nine in Albert Lee, and Mankato East and West playing that section or playing that conference throughout the year. And then they'll be in Mankato East and West or intersection at the end of the year. So common opponents a little bit matter. But for us, I guess it doesn't really matter who we're playing. Right now we're just focused on ourselves. There's enough to improve on there, and we can't really worry about what everybody else is doing and who we're playing. I mean, as long as we're doing the right things on our end, because we haven't been lately, we're going to be okay. So if we're getting better at that, we'll be just fine as long as we're playing our best version. And if we win, great. If we don't, as long as we're playing well, it's okay.
All right, sounds good. And let's talk a little bit about your opponent tomorrow night. That's Redwood Valley. What are you looking for? What have you been looking for in practice leading up to tomorrow night? And like you said, you guys have been snowed out a couple of times, so that probably hasn't really been helping your game plan strategy all that much, or has it? Has it been kind of that little bit of an extra rest day and just focusing on trying to get the mindset right? What are your thoughts on Redwood Valley tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, the snow plays a little bit of a factor, I guess, into it, but not a whole lot. We have our routines through the week with what type of practice we bring out, you know. So we have a game day practice the day before a game. So we kind of got that in on Monday because we were supposed to play Tuesday. Wednesday, today, we'll kind of do another similar game day practice and then leading up to the game. So we've already kind of gotten one in already this week, so that's nice, but we'll just get to touch on it again. But we're just looking for some intensity and a little bit of tempo. We've been a little too soft playing from the perimeter the last couple of games and not getting in there. So we've been focused on getting to the middle of the ice and getting to where it's tough to score and where people are willing to hit you. So we just got to get there. That's where the goals are scored. So, I mean, we've proven that even on our own through our goals scored throughout the year. They've all been in tight, you know, around the crease, around the goalie, where stuff maybe gets a little tough down there. But we're just working on still getting there and being able to take checks and finish our plays.
All right, sounds good. Well, Coach, thank you for joining us here this evening on the Coach's Corner program. We look forward to talking to you after the game tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. That was Coach Travis Jansen of the Wyndham Boys Hockey Program, and we'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Night Coaches Show. It was a short one this week, but we'll be back to some boys basketball next week, I believe it is. where we'll be talking with area coaches about boys basketball as it is well underway here in the winter sports season. Have a great rest of your night. Back to the original scheduled programming here on KDOM Radio.